At some point today, Dave and Celicia Belk will visit the grave of their son, James, not far from their home in Manassas, Virginia. They're making this visit on Memorial Day, a holiday created after the Civil War to honor the dead in that conflict. It was then called Decoration Day, after the flags and flowers that decorated the graves. James Belk was a Marine Lance Corporal killed in Afghanistan in the fall of 2010. We first heard his story in the NPR series Dark Horse 3-5 Marines, about the unit that suffered the highest casualty rate of the war. NPR's Tom Bowman went back to talk with the Belks about sacrifice and remembrance.
Dave Belk admits that Memorial Day was never all that special. Like most Americans, it just signaled the beginning of summer, a day of picnics and car sales.
It really didn't mean a whole lot to me either until our son was killed, so I can't slight people for going off and having a good time, and I was on active duty.
Their son was killed on an October day in 2010. Dave was at his job outside Washington, where he works for the Navy and was able to check the classified reports from Afghanistan. He explained in that earlier interview that one report caught his eye.
It was just talking about an IED explosion and how many people were injured. It was one KIA, and because I remember making the comment to some of my colleagues, like, wow, my son's unit, you know, somebody died. That's really hits close to home.
Belk went about his day. 5 hours went by.
And then I got a call from our daughter, who said there was two Marines in our house. Immediately I knew. I just shut all my computers off and packed up my bags and told them I had to go home.
James was the Belk's oldest son, one of seven kids. He was just 24, 6'5", and 250 pounds. The Marines called him Baloo after the hulking and gentle bear from the Jungle Book. One of the many snapshots on the wall show him and his brother making a face.
James was a practical joker. He loved to make the girls scream. He would be the one that he'd walk in the room with a smile on his face, and you'd look up and wait for someone to yell, James.
Today there are signs of him everywhere. A blanket folded neatly in the couch with his name and the words, "Safe in the Arms of the Savior." The dates of his birth and death are etched on a polished granite stone that leans against a tree in the yard. Not far away is a flag with a single gold star, the symbol of the family's combat loss. Sitting at their dining room table, Celicia remembers one of the first Memorial Days without James. Dave stayed home. She went to Hawaii with some of their daughters.
In Hawaii, they have a big memorial thing. Everybody goes to the beach, writes letters and sends them off in the dusk on a little boat. The girls and I wrote a note and put it on the boat and lit the candle just as the sun was coming down. So the candle lit up the ocean.
Then there was the Memorial Day they went to the Marine base at Quantico, not far from their house. A guest speaker that day just didn't seem to strike the right tone.
She got up and lit, "Happy Memorial Day, everybody." I'm like, so obviously she doesn't really know why she's here. That'd be fine on Veterans Day, you know.
So on this Memorial Day, they've decided to just gather the family together for a barbecue. They'll bring out the board games and cards. That's how James liked to unwind when he came home to visit. Then they'll cook his favorite meal, beef tri-tip with chocolate pie for dessert. And then they'll just talk and remember.
We don't sit around and mope. We believe James is in heaven. As I put it, part of our heart's in heaven. He's with us daily. He's remembered daily.
Tom Bowman, NPR News.